I born ready. I born ready. And I want it all for this city.
That is Vladdy Guerrero Jr. It's Game 7, the Jays and the Mariners in the American League Championship Series. One win away from the Jays getting back to a World Series.
Something. How likable is Vladdy?
He's a great dude. He's a great dude.
Come on.
There's no doubt about it. Of course, the Jays last time at the World Series, 1993 was the last time they were there. They'll try to get back in Game 7 tonight at the Rogers Center. But we have some unfortunate news to start the show with, ladies and gentlemen. And it has to do with Vladdy Guerrero Jr.
He doesn't know. It's not his fault. It's the people around him.
He wore an Austin Matthews jersey into the stadium today.
Okay, it could work the other way too. I'm trying to find a positive here. He may not have completely destroyed the Toronto Blue Jays' chances of getting into
the World Series. Does he not know the history of the Maple Leafs in Game 7?
Maybe his mojo is going to wear. Maybe.
Maybe he ends the Maple Leafs' curse while winning today in the ALCS. Maybe that's how the Leafs end their curse, by Vladdy.
Because right? I'll be honest, when I saw it, I started yelling at my computer. What are you doing, Vladdy?
Yes, Game 7, Mariners, Jays, 6:08, first pitch.
I think it's 6:10, actually, Jamie. Not 6:08. Might be 6:09.
Each and every day on the Green Zone, we begin with the starting lineup, and yes, the Jays have forced a Game 7.
Popped up, and there will be a seventh and deciding game in the American League Championship Series. They win 6-2, and it's one game tomorrow night to go to the World Series.
That game is tonight. Yes, Locker, I apologize. 6:10, first pitch. Don't want anybody turning on the TV 2 minutes early and being disappointed that they're not playing baseball yet. The Jays and the Mariners. So Shane Bieber is on the mound for the Blue Jays. For the Seattle Mariners, George Kirby, who gave up 3 home runs to the Jays earlier in the series. Of course, it's only the second time the Toronto Blue Jays have made it to a Game 7 in franchise history. The first time they did lose to the Kansas City Royals in the American League Championship.
We'll move over to the CFL. The Riders nearly beat the Bombers with their backups.
For the win. For the W. And the W gets it. Much needed for their playoff hopes. Castillo with the walk-off field goal.
The Riders could have and should have won that game, in my very humble opinion. We'll get into it with the grades a little bit later, but I agree with Daryl.
Oh, my goodness. Don't start with me today.
They should have left Jake in.
Who cares?
They should have left Jake in. They could have got a win.
Whoop-de-doo.
Riders wrap up the season Saturday night. You're that close. You're that close. Jamie, now you're that close. You win the game.
You win the game. Calm down. It was a meaningless game, and they told Jack Cone he'd get meaningful playing time, so they played him. And Jack Cone, by the way, got him into field goal range, and Brett Lawther missed. Oh, and he got another first down, but the receiver dropped the damn ball. Don't put it all
Jake
on the quarterback.
Jake was getting a rhythm in the third. Yes, he was.
Oh, my goodness. That whole offense was struggling for most of that game.
In the third, he started to get a rhythm. Him and Pipton were hooking up. I'm telling you, that was a mistake.
It wasn't a mistake.
It was a mistake. They should have won it.
Oh,
they
should
have won it.
Will it impact the West Final? Will it impact the West Final?
You don't know. The Riders wrap up the season Saturday night against the Lions at Mosaic. Should have left Jake in. Should have left Jake in. Daryl was right. I want to call Daryl right now.
Oh, he'll be in on Wednesday. I'm sure we'll talk about it. The Denver Broncos. We're being shut out by the New York Giants until the fourth quarter.
To the end zone, deflected, and did Franklin get it on the ricochet? Touchdown, Denver! Thibodeau getting a block, and he'll get inside the pylon. Knicks chased by Thibodeau, backpedaling, touchdown! Knicks will take it himself on first and 10. Blocked by Bowles, touchdown, Denver! 39-yard field goal for the win. He got it! Denver has won!
Yes, the Denver Broncos, 19-0 was the score, and then they scored 33 points to win 33-32 over the New York Giants.
That's crazy.
A wild comeback by the Denver Broncos.
Is that the biggest...
Almost points in a fourth quarter.
In the history?
It was a historic fourth quarter by the Denver Broncos. It wasn't even close on what they were able to achieve on that one. Not the biggest comeback late because the Colts at one point were down by 21 and Peyton Manning scored 28 points. But 33 points, an amazing fourth quarter by the Denver Broncos in their win last night.
All right, we'll stick with the NFL. We got a doubleheader on Monday Night Football tonight.
The field on first down, throws, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Second and goal, Goff, scanning, firing to the back. LaPorta, what a catch, touchdown.
That's a big game tonight. The Bucs and the Lions. The Bucs try to remain in first place, taking on the 4-2 Detroit Lions. So that'll be an interesting matchup. The second game is an 8 o'clock kickoff, so a bit later tonight. Seattle with the Seahawks hosting the Houston Texans.
And in local football, I don't think anybody will be surprised by this news, but the Thunder and the Hilltops will square off in the PFC Championship game.
We know them as well as they know us, and you know, it's going to come down to who puts together a better game plan and what players come out and execute.
That was Tom Sargent, the head coach of the Hilltops, who beat the Winnipeg Rifles 60-26 on Sunday in the one PFC semi. The Thunder beat the Edmonton Huskies 49-10 in the other PFC semi. There was no question these are the best two teams in the league, and they will play for the PFC Championship Sunday, 1 o'clock, Mosaic Stadium. The winner goes to the Canadian Bowl, and the winner will also host the Canadian Bowl. So a lot up for grabs with the Thunder and the Hilltops Sunday, 1 o'clock at Mosaic Stadium for the PFC Championship and the right to host the Canadian Bowl in a couple of weeks, either at Mosaic Stadium or, of course, SMF Field in Saskatoon, depending on who wins on Sunday. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Our question of the day is, who do you think is going to play hero for the Toronto Blue Jays? Who do you think is going to be the guy who has a memorable Game 7 moment? There have been some Blue Jay heroes in the past. That is for sure. Jose Bautista being one. Who do you think is it going to be tonight for Game 7? Or if you're a Mariner fan, Mariner is going to break the Jays' hearts?
We'll take your Mariner. There's Mariner fans out there. Oddly,
one of them's in our newsroom, Kevin Martell and Andrew Shepard. Two buddies, two dear friends who anchor CJME and CKOM News.
They sit next to each other.
They sit next to each other. Have been split by their allegiance to baseball.
They have the same hairline.
Andrew Shepard with the Jays, Kevin Martell with the Mariners. We'll discuss.
Well, do you think they're going to watch the game together tonight?
If you were buddies with a guy who was on the opposing, would you be one of the, hey, come over, let's hang out, and you're a Mariners fan and I'm a Jays fan, let's break bread and watch Game 7. Would you do that, or would you try to avoid them just in case?
The problem with that is I don't trust myself.
Like, you'd ramp up the trash talk a little bit?
Well, yeah, and then I don't trust myself if my team loses either. So for the sake of the friendship continuing past, because there are moments, like there's a moment in every game where you're going to regret how you acted either way, right? And so it's best to be not in public in those situations. Well, you've seen me watch the Oilers games.
Yeah, those watch parties were interesting during the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, so
I could tell you'd rather be at home watching the Edmonton Oilers
lose
yep. rather than being in public. Yeah. Jamie and Locker with you here on a special blue edition of the Green Zone. And coming up next, you remember how long it took us for someone to win cash in the Green Zone Tic Tac 20 contest last year?
17 weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, it didn't take that long this year. Who won the money next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM? Jamie Locker with you here on the Blue Zone for today. And maybe a game seven later if they take it to seven against the LA Dodgers. What?
Let's just... One game at a time.
Nothing we say matters.
One game at a time, Jamie and I.
Vladdy wearing a Matthews jersey is not going over very well in Toronto.
Spin on that.
The Sportsnet tweet that showed Vladdy walking in, the responses to it are hilarious on Vladdy wearing an Austin Matthews Leafs jersey into game seven tonight against the Seattle Mariners. But we got some good news to pass along from our Green Zone Tic Tac 20 contest on Saturday.
Carolina, the only unblemished team left here in the NHL. Carrier starts it out, and they score right off the hop, and it's a milestone goal for the captain, Jordan Staal's 300th.
Yes, 300th goal for Jordan Staal, 12 seconds into the game in the Hurricanes 4-3 overtime win over the LA Kings, as the Hurricanes have gotten off to an amazing start this NHL season.
There was another close one, too. Marner got his second in a 6-1 win over the Flames with the Vegas Knights, 46 seconds in.
So it was Jordan Staal's goal, 12 seconds into the Hurricanes and the Kings game, which means we have a winner in the Green Zone Tic Tac 20 contest. It was week two, so the jackpot was $200, and Wade White in Saskatoon wins the $200 in week two of the Green Zone Tic Tac 20 contest. So that means this coming Saturday, we're back to a $100 jackpot. So you can get your name in now. CJME.com, CKOM.com.
That sign is up at any time, too.
You can register on the website. If you haven't yet, you can sign up today if you want to be in for Friday's draw to see if you're up for $100. In the Green Zone Tic Tac 20 contest. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line on the Green Zone. We're asking you, who do you think is going to play hero tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays? And Blaine says Alejandro Kirk is going to shine tonight. Big swing, big heart, big belly, getting the job done for the Blue Jays and Alejandro Kirk. You agree with Blaine. He's like your favorite Jay right now.
Kirk, yeah. He has been for a while now. That's not a new thing. I love Kirk.
You can all, if you're a Mariner fan, you can also text us.
Pick a Mariner, yeah, if you want.
You're probably just going to say Kyle Raleigh, but that's fine. That's fine. Without a love of my own. Jamie and Locker with you here on a blue edition of the Green Zone as the Jays and the Mariners play in Game 7 tonight, 6:10 start time at the Rogers Center. Locker, there is a little bit of issue with Ticketmaster because of this global Amazon Web Service outage.
Yeah.
That people couldn't get their tickets into their Apple wallet and stuff like that.
Cloud or something?
So the Jays just updated saying ticket management is returning to normal. The global outage affecting Ticketmaster and Blue Jays tickets is being resolved. Please try to access your tickets. If there's an issue, maybe you have to wait a little bit more, but couldn't you imagine if...
Blame Bezos.
Well, his fault. Somebody is saying that their Amazon Web Services main office might be in Seattle or something like that. I'm hearing conspiracy theories all over the place about this is somehow Seattle getting at the Toronto Blue Jays fans, which I doubt.
Send in the troops.
Yeah, is
send in the troops. It's the only way to fix it.
But it will be a packed house, you know it, at the Rogers Center. That the electricity last night in there. It came through the television.
Yeah.
Like, you could just feel the energy in Toronto. It looked like a blast.
My kid is in Toronto, and they're saying it's crazy right now with this playoff run. You could, it just, the whole city is buzzing.
Yeah, they don't even know that the Maple Leafs lost, probably. And Anthony Stolarz is calling out his team as just fourth or fifth page news in Toronto that today, thankfully for the Toronto Maple Leafs. But right now, we have some special guests. The rivalry of the Mariners and the Blue Jays has hit our newsroom here at CJME and CKOM. As Andrew Shepherd, diehard Toronto Blue Jays fan, Kevin Martell, diehard Seattle Mariners fan, sit next to each other. They're like best buds. And Shep walked into the newsroom today blaring OK Blue Jays as Kevin graciously didn't clap back at all. But Locker and I chatted with Martell and Shep because they are busy working right now. About this rivalry. But we needed to know first off from Kevin how a kid from Manitoba growing up right near the Saskatchewan border became a Mariners fan.
1995 American League Division Series. Seattle was the underdog. They fall behind 2-0 to the New York Yankees, and they force a fifth in deciding game of the Kingdom. I remember I was a young kid watching that, and the Mariners came back. Edgar Martinez, what is known as the double in Mariners fandom, and he came, he hit that double. Joey Cora scored, and then Ken Griffey Jr. got the winning run. Mariners win the series 3-2. They would then lose to Cleveland at that point.
Shep, your fandom came from birth, I do believe. You showed me a baby photo. You're already in Jays gear.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up an hour from Toronto in Kitchener, Southern Ontario, so I was just, my family, it's location, right? You cheer for the Jays there, my dad has these
location
old video
cassette.
He has these old cassette videos of when I was 2 and 3 years old in 92 and 93. My birthday is October 25th, so the World Series was on, and in the background of my childhood videos, and there I am in Jays gear watching that. So to be honest, I was more of a hockey fan growing up in the Leafs and stuff, and then as I got older, I started to watch more Jays games.
I have a question, because I haven't been able to put my finger on it. I'm a baseball fan, but I don't watch a lot of the regular season. But when October hits, and it doesn't even need to be the Jays, I'm engaged. There's some, and we were talking about this in the Green Zone Lounge last week. What is it about this game?
It's a theater. Like, anything can happen in baseball. And, you know, you have guys like Shohei Ohtani doing what they did, which has never, the history of baseball is so long. And then you've got a guy like Shohei Ohtani doing what he does has never been happened. How is that possible?
MLB postseason is the most thrilling of any sport by far. There is no clock that you can get up, build a lead, and then just coast on it. You have to beat the other team. You have to get all of the outs. It's a one-on-one battle 27 times. And it's just thrilling. It's just, like, it's much watch. Even if you hate baseball, even if it's a slow sport, which a lot of people will argue that it is, football is also a slow sport, but people love it, and it's just so engaging, and this time of year always delivers.
These two guys, they're buddies, Martell and Shep, but there's only been one instance where you've actually watched a playoffs game together with the Mariners and the Jays.
Oh, baby.
Let's not do that again.
That went way better for Kevin than it did for Shep.
And see, I don't like watching games with anybody unless it's like a collective Mariners.
Especially Shep.
Yeah, but Andrew that year was like, let's watch the game together.
I convinced him to come over to my house.
And so I did, and this was the game when the Mariners were down 8-1, and I'm just sitting there just enraged. And then all of a sudden,
and here I was, a Toronto sports fan, going, they can't blow a lead that big, right?
Seattle chips away. They chip away. And then they take the lead and they end up winning the game. And at the same time, I'm not like, I'm going to rub it in your face, but I can't help but cheer wildly.
I told them to leave.
And they win the series. And so that was then. And this is now. I feel
so
nervous.
Are you two watching game 7 together tonight?
No.
No. I don't know if we'll be friends after this.
Andrew is wearing a Blue Jays foam finger right now. I'll tell you where you can put that finger.
Kevin hasn't worn any Mariners gear at the workplace at all during this run, by the way.
That you can see.
What does that mean?
Okay, that's too much information.
So, okay, one of the questions we have in the Green Zone today is who's your Game 7 hero? So we'll start with you, Kevin.
Who do you think's going to win it for the Mariners, Kevin?
It's got to be the obvious. That's got to be Cal Raleigh. And I say that because he had such a terrible game in Game 6.
Yeah.
He is going to be angry. He is going to be focused. And he is going to be the hero for
Seattle
Mariners. Naylor's played well.
Yeah.
Hometown boy. He played well in Game 6. He'll contribute, but it'll be Cal who gets the job done.
Okay. Andrew Shepherd, who's going to be the Blue Jays hero tonight?
I'm going to have to go with Vlad. I think this playoff run has cemented him. We were all, why are you signing Vlad for that much? And in the last playoff, he hasn't done anything. When's Vlad? He has showed up this playoffs. And I was nervous going in, like, okay, what kind of Vlad are we getting? But this year, he has showed up.
Okay, what makes you more nervous, the most nervous about this game? And is it both the starting pitchers for these two teams, Shane Bieber versus Kirby?
I'm not too nervous. The last game, it was Bieber versus Kirby. You check out the score last Wednesday, 13-4, five home runs by the Blue Jays, three off Kirby. So if they could do it then, just
try to do it again. I'll tell you, I'm nervous because these Jays bats have been loud.
Yeah.
And it is going to be hard to quiet them down. Although, the Jays bullpen, that is our chance to win this game.
And that's where I'm nervous. But, I mean, Hoffman did well last night. Yeah. And I was, some people may question why you put him up for two innings.
Too many pitches.
It's the playoffs. You got to shut him down and win that game to 4-7. So, I don't know. I think I like that move way better than the Little move.
What I like about these, the Brendan Little, let's not talk about that. I was even angry about that one.
What I like about these two teams is they play similar ball. Right. And they have similar strengths and similar weaknesses. And I think it's going to come down to, and I said it yesterday, on Friday, I said it's going to come down to who makes the most mistakes. And last night it was Seattle, the game before that.
I think I agree with this. It's going to come down to the small little moments that determines this game. I feel like it will be a little closer than the last time.
Let's get a score prediction. Kevin Martell, I know you're both going to go with your teams to win. The Seattle Mariners win Game 7 by a score of, what do you think?
It is going to be 7-5, Seattle. It'll be close. It's not going to be a blowout. They'll get it done in their bullpen.
There is a stat this year where when the Blue Jays score five or more runs, they win like most of the games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping for at least five runs. Maybe a 5-4, 5-3, 6-4. Like I'm thinking it
that close.
I'm worried that it might be a close one because Seattle has a lot more pressure than Toronto, I think, because they have never made it to the World Series, and that can maybe get in your head.
Yeah, their bats, they're a little tight. You could tell last night.
Final question. Do both of you already know how you're going to handle yourselves tomorrow morning? Because you're in the mornings, Kevin. Shep comes in around 10 a.m. Do you already have a plan if the Mariners win? And Shep, same question. Do you already have a plan if the Blue Jays win to greet each other tomorrow morning?
And if there's a fight, roll tape.
You know, I don't, like, if there's any team that could advance over Seattle, I would want it to be the Blue Jays. Most of, if not all of my friends are Blue Jays fans. So I'll say congratulations, because I feel like the best team always wins in a 7-game series. People might not agree with that.
Shep, do you believe him?
No, we've been pretty friendly. Like, even before they faced each other, we've talked about our teams. Like, man, we just missed out the playoffs by one game. And, yeah, Seattle can never make it one. And I'm like, I hope you make it. And, like, 2022, we were talking, what happens if they meet each other in the ALCS? Well, sure enough, it's happened this year. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think either of us is going to rub it in and be a sore winner. Mm-hmm. But we are, I think, both going to cheer for the other team against the Titans that are the LA Dodgers.
Shep, but we do know that if the Jays win, Kevin Martell's going to have to deal with wheels tomorrow, and that's going to be annoying.
That's not good.
It's not good for either of us.
There will be no eye contact made.
Anyways, gentlemen, try to enjoy Game 7.
Go Mariners.
Go Jays.
Go M's. Seattle, number one.
Couple placatas. Let's go.
Let the trash talk continue in the commercial break.
Yes, Kevin Martell, Andrew Shepherd, two great anchors here on CJME and CKOM. Torn at the seams. They are very good friends. As we mentioned, they sit next to each other in the newsroom. And
It is interesting.
I love how quickly it was like, are you two watching Game 7 together?
No.
No.
Yeah, they've already made that quite clear to each other and their families and their friends. And
if it was the Canucks versus the Oilers, would we watch Game 7?
No.
Okay.
No.
Would the bosses make us do it?
No.
I think they would. Scott says producer Scott would make us do it. And probably want to videotape it, too, if the Canucks and Oilers ever went to a Game 7. Which they did a few years ago, but of course we hadn't met yet. But I'm actually happy we didn't have that happen, actually, because the Oilers won that one in a Game 7.
The Canucks don't look bad this year.
Who do you think is going to be the MVP? That's our question. Who do you think is going to be the hero of Game 7 tonight? We have a couple of already in on Alejandro Kirk, as you heard from our esteemed panelists.
Rodriguez.
Kevin Martell is going with Big Dumper, Cal Raleigh, and Vladdy for Andrew Shepherd. 1-877-332-8255. Let us know. But coming up next, here on this day in sports history, while it was a memorable moment in Toronto baseball history on this day in sports and a historic comeback complete on this day in baseball history on a special blue edition of the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Is this a business? Hepbridge Farm remembers.
Blue Jays history on this day in sports. It was October 20th, 1992.
So welcome to Canada. And hi again, everybody. I'm Pat O'Brien. Mark this night down, folks. Tonight, we are all making history together. It's the first World Series game ever played outside the United States.
Yes, 1992, the Toronto Blue Jays are on home field at the Sky Dome in Toronto. The first World Series game played outside of the United States, and this is how that game ended, October 20th in 92.
A very difficult spot, and Maldonado takes an 0-2 pitch to deep center to win the ball game. On an 0-2 pitch, he gave him something that Maldonado could drive, and he drove it, driving in Alomar with the winning run. Toronto takes game 3-2.
Yes, and remember Jamie Campbell joined us last week and he said, I was as close as anybody could be back.
That's right.
Sitting in the outfield with Candy Maldonado's sacrifice fly to walk it off for the Jays' first home game at the Sky Dome in the 92 World Series. Also in baseball history, this is a very, very, very monumental day in baseball history. October 20th, 2004, the Boston Red Sox complete the unthinkable.
And here's Ortiz. He rips one into right field. Back at the wall, 2-0 Red Sox. Here it is, ground ball to second. Reese, the Boston Red Sox have won the pennant. The Boston Red Sox earned this celebration with the biggest comeback in postseason baseball history.
Yes, the first and only time a team ever came back from 3-0 down to win a series as the Red Sox completed it on this day, October the 20th, 2004, against the New York Yankees. A little baseball history was made on this day.